school-aged children, especially the younger years, are still learning about road safety and the road rules. So it's really up to all of us as adults and drivers to wear that responsibility and ensure that we're doing the right thing, especially in school zones. When asked why Aussies speed in general, the main reason is that they're not noticing the signs indicating the change in speed limit. When asked why they stuck to the speed limit, around half of drivers feared getting caught and didn't want to pay a fine, accrue demerit points, or lose their licence. Only one in five fear injuring others on the road, which shows Aussies are more concerned about paying a fine rather than putting other drivers at risk. Amy analysed 350,000 motor insurance claims in the last financial year. Fridays were the worst day of the week, and afternoons during school pickup were the most dangerous time.
Amy's research revealed some concerning insights into reckless driving behaviours around schools, including that one third of Aussies have sped through school zones because they didn't see the signs. A third of all drivers admit to being confused about school zones, including the speed limits, times and signs. One in 10 have sped through a school zone because there were no children in sight. One in 20 drivers have been involved in a car accident or near miss around a school zone. And 13% say they just don't know what time school zones apply. The research reveals that 72% of drivers exceed the speed limit in general. Amy's top tips for back-to-school road safety. Expect the unexpected. Children have limited road safety awareness and experience and can behave unpredictably. Always look out for children disembarking from buses and cars. If dropping off or picking up your children, follow your school's safety directives. Avoid driving distracted and follow all road rules and signage.